Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon of encouraging terrorism after he said it was human nature for the Palestinians to react to occupation. Addressing the Security Council, Mr. Ban criticised Israel's plans for new settlements in the West Bank as provocative acts that cast doubt on its commitment to a two-state solution. The Israeli Prime Minister said the UN had lost its neutrality.
The words of the Secretary General only bolster terrorism. There is no justification for terrorism, period. The Palestinian murderers do not want to build a state. They want to destroy a state, and they declare that publicly. They want to murder Jews wherever they are, and they say so publicly. The UN has long ago lost its neutrality and its moral powers, and these words by the Secretary General do not improve the situation.
The Danish Prime Minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, has defended a controversial new law aimed at deterring refugees as the most misunderstood bill in Denmark's history. The legislation allows government authorities to seize valuables worth more than $1,450 from asylum seekers. It also delays family reunifications. The law has sparked widespread condemnation and protests from international human rights organisations. Denmark's ambassador to the US, Lars Gert Løse, defended the bill.
I think that it's fair to say that the legislation that we're talking about has been misunderstood. Denmark has an extensive welfare state for those who don't have the means to support themselves. And this principle has to be applied to refugees as well as Danes. And this is what this legislation is about. I also think it's fair to say this is not a new invention. This has been done and will be done in other European countries as well.
The World Tennis Authorities have announced an independent review into the effectiveness of anti-corruption practices in the sport. The announcement was made at the Australian Open. It follows media reports that the names of 16 players ranked within the top 50 have been repeatedly flagged up to the sports watchdog, the Tennis Integrity Unit, over suspicions they had thrown matches. Officials in the United States have issued new guidelines to deal with the Zika virus, which is thought to cause birth defects. Checks and ultrasounds on pregnant women returning from countries where the virus has been transmitted by mosquitoes will be more closely monitored to try to detect signs of microcephaly when babies are born with a small head. Here's Aleem Makbul.
There have yet to be any cases where Zika has been contracted from mosquitoes here on the mainland United States. So far, all those here found to have had the virus have contracted it abroad. The fear of officials here is that Zika virus will eventually affect anywhere with the presence of the Aedes mosquito, which includes large swathes of the United States.
World News from the BBC. The Greek immigration minister Ioannis Mouzalis has hit back at criticism from other EU members who say Greece is not doing enough to tackle the influx of migrants and refugees. Mr. Mouzalis told the BBC Belgium had suggested Greece turn back migrant boats that approach its coast, even if that meant more people would drown. The technology giant Apple has reported lower than expected sales of iPhones in the last quarter, thanks in part to the economic downturn in China. It sold almost 75 million iPhones in the last 3 months of 2015, and sales grew at the slowest rate since the device was launched in 2007. Apple's profits, nonetheless, rose for the quarter to more than $18 billion. Rory Cathlin-Jones reports.
At first sight, Apple has delivered another great set of results, with record quarterly profits and revenue. But concerns will centre on sales of the iPhone, the product which has transformed the computer maker into the world's most valuable business. As for the coming months, Apple is forecasting the first fall in revenues since the iPhone's launch. If sales of the product, which accounts for two-thirds of its revenue, have peaked, the pressure to unveil something that can replace it will increase.
Police in Senegal say they've arrested nearly 900 people in an anti-terror operation. They said the arrest took place over the weekend in the capital Dakar and the nearby city of Thiès. The security forces are on high alert since the attack earlier this month on a hotel in Burkina Faso. The American billionaire Donald Trump has extended his lead in opinion polls in the race to become the Republican candidate for the U.S. presidency. In a survey for the U.S. television network CNN, Mr. Trump topped the 40% mark for the first time among Republican voters. It comes amid speculation that another billionaire, the former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, will enter the race as an independent. BBC News.